Hi everyone, Ryan here, and welcome to episode 12 of The Stoic Advantage. Today I'm going to be talking about what Seneca writes regarding the topic of minimalism. So over the past month or so, I've been reading some of Seneca's letters, probably one letter every day, and been really reflecting on his writing. And that's what I'm trying to do right now when it comes to Stoic philosophy. I just don't want to go through some of these Stoic books really quickly and then just move on to the next one. I really want to meditate on them. So I just finished Seneca's letters, and right now I've moved on to Epictetus's discourses, revisiting some of that. After that, I'll be going to Marcus Aurelius's meditations. So there's a very good chance that over the next while I'll be quoting some Epictetus. So near the end of his letters, I noticed a very interesting passage when it pertains to minimalism. And a lot of people believe that minimalism is this recent trend. Well, no, it dates back obviously to ancient philosophy. The ancient philosophers like Seneca were talking about minimalism at their time. So I'm going to read this passage right now and then talk about it. Here we go. Until we have begun to go without them, we fail to realize how unnecessary many things are. We've been using them not because we needed them, but because we had them. Look at the number of things we buy because others have bought them or because they're in most people's houses. One of the causes of the trouble that besets us is the way our lives are guided by the examples of others. Instead of being set to rights by reason, we're seduced by convention. There are things that we shouldn't wish to imitate if they were done by only a few, but when a lot of people have started doing them, we follow along, as though a practice becomes more respectable by becoming more common. So Seneca is saying a couple of things here. Firstly, he's telling us to really think about what we consume. So if you're someone who, when it's like a Black Friday event, you're always in line, you don't really know though what you're really buying, you're just going just to see if anything sparks your curiosity, maybe that's not the best thing to do all the time. He's saying we have so many things in our homes, and in fact, we get this urge to go out and buy more and consume more when we see some of our friends and other people who have different valuables in their homes, and we think, oh, I need that. I need a new TV. And then what ends up happening is it's not good enough after a little while, and you keep going for more. So Seneca is telling us to be very cognizant of that line of thinking and try to resist that, you know, immediate pleasure buying that we're oftentimes faced with. He's also telling us to try to think outside of the crowd. So the reason why we consume so much is because we live in a consumption-based society. We are surrounded by advertisements all the time telling us to buy the latest gadget. And of course, you look at Amazon. Amazon, I mean, it is tempting that you could just click one button and be able to order something. And I'm trying my best to resist that when it comes to books, because I find myself buying a lot of books from Amazon because they're cheap and they come really quickly. But Seneca is basically telling us that we should try to resist that crowd mentality and think for ourselves. So really think of this time as this amazing opportunity to reflect what you consume and just try not to be gobbled up by the mob. Try to really start thinking for yourself and resisting that temptation to spend all the time, because most likely you have everything you need right here. So thank you everyone for listening. I thought that'd be an interesting passage to look at for today. This week, I'm really excited. I have two really great guests coming on. So I'll be releasing those episodes Wednesday and Friday. So please follow the podcast on whatever platform you listen to. Download the episodes. You'll be up to date when these new episodes come out. I'm hoping to get even more guests on the podcast talking about Stoicism. I was really happy I was able to get Michael Tremblay last week. If you haven't checked that out, listen to the interview. It's great. And until next time, take care.